Let's talk a little Arweva Rocket boys basketball right now. Is joining us is head coach Matt Wilkin. Rockets graduated a couple of seniors off a strong team a season ago and bring back some pretty good talent this year. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you doing today?
Jeffrey Husker Blankman. I have been X-ing the days on the calendar until I get to talk to you. One more day to Jeff. One more day to Jeff. And finally, the time is here. I'm doing good, my man. How are you?
I am doing well. And, you know, I'm surprised that, you didn't give me a hard time about, the Huskers prior to now.
I mean, are you kidding me? Have you seen the tank we're on here? We're going downhill fast, too. So I can't say a whole lot. May come down to a bowl eligible for you guys playing us the end of the year. Who knows? But yeah, we got to get the ship righted up. But, hey, it's on to basketball season now.
Absolutely.
So I'm getting my mind wrapped around that.
Yeah, it is. And again, our preview show brought to you here today by Motor Inn and Corb Melt Telephone. Coach mentioned that you guys have some nice pieces coming back this year. You know, you lose Emmett Newman and Harley Molina, from last year's team, the two seniors. What was the off season like for you guys? Small school, you want your kids playing everything. These kids are really busy. So what were you guys able to do and kind of focus on this summer in the off season?
You know, same old, same old. We tell them to get in and shoot sometime, somewhere. Had a good number of kids wanting me to open the gym off and on. And then we had, summer league. And like I said, for us, the main core kids, they're all, they're doing your football. Then the thing about that with Austin being the coach there is we kind of intertwine. So a lot of the conditioning stuff, he's getting that and they're weightlifting then. So a lot of the stuff that I kind of want them to do, most of them are doing there. So that kind of takes care of the majority of them. So, just same as we've done every year, we get them into shoot some, we get summer league and we get them playing. And now that football got over, they've been shooting and playing here some. So, kind of a wash, rinse, repeat on the way we've been doing it. And we'll just keep at it, I guess, way. So not even a week to go and we'll be ready to fire.
12-10 overall a year ago, you went 8-8 in the Rolling Valley. What are the expectation or goals, if you want to put it that way, for this year's group?
Have their coach do better. I think at one time we were 11-6, and I think I about tanked us some of those games down the stretch, it seems like. But, with a lot of the guys we got coming back, we just got to find an identity what we're going to do on the offensive end. We got a pretty good idea what we're going to do on the defensive end. So, we'd like to be in the top half of the conference again. We finished up there finally. I think we missed out on a couple wins. I really do. But, and then just get better. We're going to have a pretty deep roster to play, I think. So we got to figure out how we can get everybody involved. And then as far as goals wise, it's kind of the old cliche, but we need to get better from the start. We're going to be playing a lot of younger guys off and on. So we need to get better as we get going through here. And we need to pick up the learning curve fast.
What are the strengths going to be then with this deep roster early in the year? What can you lean on?
What we can lean on is, Blaine, Wyatt, and Wade, barring that Wade to go. And then, Tyson and Devin play a lot too. So we got some experience there. I think we'll be better defensively and we'll be pretty quick and athletic. So, to lean on, we just got to handle the ball a bit better. And then I guess you'd say decision-making. I think we got better last year as the year went on. And I think we'll be better this year, football, all of our main guys playing a lot of football, doing a lot of decision making there. Kind of, if you ask me, you're playing their sport, it translates over. You gotta make the right decision. So hopefully we can lean on them guys for experience. Some of them guys have played a lot, a little bit as freshmen, a lot of sophomores, and a lot of juniors. So hopefully we can lean on that.
Who's going to provide the depth for those guys?
Well, we got them, and then after that, Aiden Blackman missed a year last year, so he will be back. He's a senior, athletic, really helped him in football. I think he'll be able to help us. Hayden Studer, head of varsity last year, he'll be a sophomore. Really come a long ways, puts a lot of time in the shooting-wise. Derek Thompson, the junior, played some for us last year too, so he'll get going there. See, there's kind of your core. Then you got Johnny Risman, who's played a lot of sports for a long time already, and, he'll help us out. He's a junior. Then after that, Damon Thompson's a sophomore, got a lot of experience in football and baseball too. Really works his butt off. And we got a couple fresh are going to be there. We'll see how that pans out, how the first week or so goes, how many of them can make the varsity squad. I think a couple can, but There's a Wilkin kid on there, Jeff, that I just don't know what I'm going to do with. This could be the problem right here, having to coach my son.
Yeah, that'll be a new experience for you, but I'm sure, Coach, that you will handle it well. You really focus on defense. Will the defense change for you guys this year without the size of an Emmett Newman inside, or what you guys do defensively going to be what you guys do defensively?
Emmett wasn't the biggest rim protector, though. You know, he was a big body back there. That kind of scared him at times. But, and that's part of our problem. We need to focus a little more on defense. There's been a stretch for a couple of years where, you know, we struggled scoring the ball, so we're so worried about that we should have probably worried a little bit more on defense, too. And we'll be decent defensively, but we're going to have to mix things up and use our quickness. We got a little bit of size back there with Tyson. He's a big old thick boy. So, but he's not, you know, the presence Emmett was back there. But, we will change up what we do. And to be honest with you, through scrimmages in the first few games, we're going to figure out what works best and lean more on that than just the one way, you know. So we'll be kind of diverse in what we're going to do on defense, I think.
Last year, Emmett scored for you, but so did Blaine. You expecting probably Wyatt and Wade to be the other two guys that step up to help Blaine this year?
Yeah, I mean, Wyatt and Wade, you know, pretty steady. Wyatt's the spark plug. He's the firecracker. We can get him under control. we're just hoping Wade is a go. You know, he's got a hurt shoulder, like I told you, so he's getting an MRI coming up, and we'll see if he's going to miss much. Hopefully not. But, Blaine will be, you know, probably be the catalyst of the offense. And then, you know, Hayden and Derek, when they come in, and like I said, Tyson and Devin can score for us. They're around the rim more, but we need them to score a little bit, you know. And, losing Hardy, you know, he was pretty consistent with what he scored. Sometimes he shot really well, some not as good. But so we can replace that. So it'll be interesting to see. We got to have some younger guys step up, and we got to have some guys that can get up and on the floor and get some easy baskets to help them.
Biggest concerns coming in?
A little bit lack of size and a little bit, you know, our shooting. You know, there are some nights we can really shoot it, and we shot probably better last year we have, and then there's some nights we can't. So a concern is we don't really want to play a slow-paced game. You know, I think that's kind of how we've been for years. We've been playing fast. But, you know, last year we played a mixture of fast and in the offense, and we kind of scored like we used to score, around 60. Well, this year I know we need to get up and down the floor and get some easy baskets. So concerns are the nights we struggle scoring. We got to be patient. We got to play defense, and we got to be able to win a game ugly once in a while.
You guys host Storm Lake, St. Mary's, and Alta Aurelia. You also go to Woodbury Central, as I scroll through. You're at West Monona as well, and then you host Loma late in the year for the non-conference games. Do you like how the non-conference schedule breaks down and what it offers you?
Yeah, I do. There's a kind of a mixture. Storm Lake St. Mary's was down last year. I don't know if they'll be much better this year. Maybe they will. So it's kind of a unknown. Woodbury Central's athletic, really good football team. And, you know, Alta Aurelia was really good last year, but they lost quite a few seniors. West Monona's been quite a bit like us last few years. And then Logan's been pretty good last few years. I like it. We had Maple Valley last year, and I thought we had an issue, but now we don't. That would have been a good test. So, I like the difference in styles. There's a bunch of different styles of those five teams there. So, yeah, I like something a little bit different.
Coach, last year, Woodbine, Exirocorn, Kimbledon, and Coon, kind of the top three teams in the conference. Then you guys and Cam were right behind them. How's the conference break down this year?
Woodbine will be stacked. I always tease Coach Bartles. Yeah. I'm not so sure my wife couldn't coach them until they get to the tournaments. You know, they've got a lot of talent. A lot of playmakers, a lot of shooting, a lot of scoring, a lot of size. So they're going to be really good. I think Coon will be pretty good. I know they lost the Barron's kid and Culbertson and that. So, I just hope we get up on the top half. You know, Cam's kind of a wild card. I know they lost the Speaker kid, you know, in baseball. So I don't think he could hardly be back for a while. And then, the rest of them is kind of a two. You know, Glidden's got a couple good pieces back. Peyton Trudan's got a young nucleus coming back. So it will be interesting to see how we can fit in there. That's where you just – the time, like you said there, like you said before, the defense, you know, if we're starting offense, we have some games we can win by playing really good defense. So hopefully we can get that out there, and hopefully we can get in the top half of the conference and push some teams. And, you know, like last year when Woodbine was really good, we were on our good run there. We'd beat Coon the night before. You should remind Corey of that. And then the next night we played Woodbine, and we're up 15-1. and, you know, ended up getting beat by single digits, but and they were a state, you know, qualifying team. So it just, we hope we have some efforts like that most of the year.
Well, Coach, as always, fun to catch up with you. Appreciate you joining us. And I know we'll both give each other a little ribbing throughout the basketball season on how this football season for our college teams played out.
You know, yeah, and that's great. Hopefully got something to chirp at you about. But, you know, when you guys come over and do games, if they want me to do commentary during the boys' game, it would probably help our players if I wasn't sitting over there. So I'd be glad to put on a headset and sit up there, especially if you come over. We'll just visit and talk about what's going on the floor. Probably be better for everybody.
Yeah, you're always welcome to put that other headset on, Coach.
I don't know if you'd want me to do it while I'm coaching. You better have a delay button.
Head coach Matt Wilkin joining us again here as we preview the upcoming boys basketball season. Of course, he is the head coach with the Arweaver Rockets.